Previously on Star Trek Excelsior.
There were complications with Captain Cortez's latest surgery.
What?
She's dying.
We could have made a terrific team.
It wasn't ours to have.
I just finished my autopsy of Mr. Amara. The wasting isn't what killed him.
What exactly are you saying, Doctor?
Leo Amara was murdered.
What kind of a just society do you really have if you just go around killing everybody who gets in the way?
A safe one.
But not a just one. Lieutenant, put down the phaser.
I'm sorry, sir. The decision is out of my hands now. And I'm afraid I mean that quite literally.
Just set the phaser down on your desk and walk out that door, Roll. You won't get away with this if you do anything else.
Believe me, sir. I'm trying to do exactly that. But like I said, it...
The computer chip!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... do... that. Let's just say those nanites enhance me in many ways. But they have a considerable influence over my free will. Yes, I killed Leo Amara and David Robbins. But I was under orders to do so. And my superiors had no intention of giving me a choice.
That's insane.
Which is why you'd never believe it if you weren't standing over me right now staring at the evidence. Suffice it to say that the urge seems to have passed. And I don't expect it to return until I receive new orders from my superior.
And who is that superior?
A man named Brahms.
General, the silent alarm just... General Brahms. Security, this is tactical. I have a code 47 Alpha in the General's ready room. The General has been abducted. Repeat, the General has been abducted.
Now, General, let's see how you hold up on the other side of the interrogation table.
Alex Lorak proves I was wrong. If there's just one person out there who believes, as I once did, that you just do what's right and let the chips fall where they may, one person who isn't, deep down, a traitor to the Federation, then maybe I'm not the crazy one. Maybe it's the rest of the world that's lost touch with reality.
You've never stopped surprising me.
What? With my naivete?
Yes.
Find out and return fire!
They're gone.
What? All right. Take an away team. Get over there. Bring back Brahms.
Will do, sir. He has a lot to answer for. A lot to answer for. Mr. Rawl, Ms. Yubari, with me. And this ship has a marine detachment, doesn't it? Time to use it. Yubari, have them meet us in transporter room 1. Let's move.
And now the conclusion.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the... who am I kidding? This is the starship Excelsior. We use an ancient gateway to explore the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Our assignment is to find out what we can and come back alive. The rest is rhetoric. Larry Phelan as Commander Alcar Dovan.
Samuel Gillis as
Lieutenant Alex Lorak.
Michael Liebman as Alex Rohl.
Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
And Caitlin Haney as Lieutenant Asuka Yubari.
Tonight's episode, Murder in the Blue Morgue, Part 5, Golden Things.
Full scan of the area, Mr. Rawl.
Marines, do what you do.
There's no one here.
Eerie. How many people on this ship, Roll?
I don't know. I've never been on a Kindred before. But judging from these scans, not many. Come on, we're going to the bridge.
Phases on stun. Move out. Lieutenant Ibari, where are you going?
I know the way. I won't be far behind you.
That doesn't answer my question.
Come on, sir. We don't have much time.
Sir, the Renegade.
What is it, Ensign?
Sir, it's powering up the engines. She's moving off.
Well, we can't allow that to happen, can we?
Sir, what are your orders?
How long would it take us to undock from Starbase and lay in a pursuit course?
Our systems are still heavily tied into the repair placenta, sir. Starbase is still providing us with life support, shuttle bay operations, and a few other critical systems while we finish fixing up. To energize the emergency batteries, switch to internal power, and undock, 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Damn. No shuttles. But this ship has a captain's yacht, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. The McKinley.
Dovan to Adao.
Adao here, sir.
Meet me on board the captain's yacht in 5 minutes. We're going for a cruise.
The bridge is behind this door.
Good. How many life signs?
I couldn't get a reading. The bridge is hardened against my scans.
Terrific.
What's the strategy? How do we take this bridge?
I was thinking we'd blow open the door, charge in with guns blazing, and shoot everyone we see.
Ah, the Leroy. A classic.
You have a better idea?
No. That was pretty much my plan, too.
Okay, then. Let's do this.
Actually, sir, the door's unlocked.
Fire.
Sir, the anomaly. It's moving.
You mean the cloak ship that's been hiding in my starbase for 2 days? What's it doing?
It's exiting space dock. Maneuvering thrusters only.
They must have gotten whatever they came for. Can we stop her?
No, sir. She'll be through space doors well before we can get them closed.
Has the scanner desk finished their analysis yet?
Yes, sir. But I don't think you're going to like it, sir.
Let's see it. You're right. That's a classified Starfleet intelligence ship design. And supposedly none of them have been built yet.
It's worse. We picked up traces of triphosphorus selenium on board.
That was the key component in the bomb that killed Lieutenant Robbins.
Yes, sir. I know what I'm suggesting, and I don't like it.
Unfortunately, Commander, it doesn't surprise me as much as I wish it did. Do we have anything that can follow that ship?
The anomaly has cleared space doors and is now heading for the edge of the system. It's at low impulse, probably trying to stay off sensors. They must not know we're tracking them. But the nearest patrol ship is the Starfire, and she's 3 light-years away in the Bulk Ward asteroid field, way out of range. However, I'm picking up a small captain's yacht, Cousteau class. It's Commander Dovan. He's in pursuit.
Really? It seems I didn't give their investigation team enough credit.
They're headed for the Poseidon shipyards, but the threat vessel is maintaining a sizable lead. If they make it out to warp range...
We'll lose them. Commander, what's docked at Poseidon right now?
2 ships under construction and the USS Tornado, in for a scheduled Baryon sweep.
Get me Admiral Tenson on the Tornado. Secure channel.
Down.
Don't. Get.
You have 6 Marines for their 3 intelligence officers.
General, I think you should retreat.
Do you?
Indeed.
Sir, there are 3 of us and 8 of them.
Right.
We're better shots, but they outnumber us. And do my eyes deceive me, or has Mr. Rawl been genetically enhanced?
Good eye. Yes, he was one of the first to undergo the procedure. And he was already a very good shot beforehand.
His presence tips an even fight in their favor.
2 days of code.
Our chances of success are negligible.
Noted. And agreed.
Well, I see no reason to question the judgment of my two finest officers.
You will use the emergency turbo lift in your quarters.
How do you propose to escape?
We will not.
I'll be back for you as soon as I can.
We know.
Get out of here, General. We'll cover you.
Yeah!
Computer, delete all log files. Commence wipe of main library computer. Is the escape catapult ready? Excellent. Computer, open emergency escape hatch, Brams 1.
Hello, General.
Asuka, your ambushes are becoming repetitive.
I knew you'd try to escape, in the end.
Do you expect me to compliment you on your keen powers of deduction?
No. But I do expect an explanation.
For which particular part of it? I can't tell you anything I didn't tell Commander Dovan.
Not that. None of that. I want to know why you're doing this to me. Why now?
Oh, Asuka.
Don't you dare call me by my name. Not after what you just put me through.
Asuka, believe me when I say that I never wanted you to be drawn into this. But also believe me when I tell you that the gravity of your failure and the ease with which you abandoned your division shocked even me. This wasn't something I did. It was you. You who vindicated every single doubt our colleagues ever had about you. You who threw away everything I've tried to bring to you. All to save one Federation starship and one backwater world. I'm the only reason you weren't killed the day we received the Valandra report.
It was just an observation mission. Low priority, you told me.
No, Asuka. It was much more. You knew the orders. You knew not to question them. You knew to maintain cover, no matter what you thought you knew about the mission. I'm sorry it ended like this.
Yes. I hope you are. We're going to the bridge.
Sir! At ease, Rawl. Lieutenant Ubari, I take back my reservations about you. Nicely done.
What reservations?
Never mind. You must be General Brahms.
I am he.
I don't think there's anything that needs to be said. Your ship is on autopilot, Brahms, preparing to warp out of the system. I need you to deactivate it before that happens.
Will that benefit me in my trial?
I'll be sure to note it in my report.
All right. Computer, prepare procedure flashbulb 1.
Flash? Isaac, no!
Alex!
Execute!
Cover your...
My eyes!
General!
Adao, one of those engineering miracles right now would really hit the spot.
If you wanted engineering miracles, maybe you should have made me chief engineer.
They're still moving faster than us. They're going to escape.
Then we'll follow them at warp, sir. It's not that hard.
Have you ever followed a cloak ship at warp, crewman?
No, have you?
Well, no, but it's not easy.
I never said it was.
But you...
Fly the ship, Captain.
Don't call me that.
Incoming message from the starbase.
What?
It's Admiral Parker.
The last person I needed to talk to right now. Ignore it.
I can't. He's forcing himself on screen.
Commander Dovan, I believe we've discussed on at least 2 separate occasions the importance of Starfleet crews helping one another out.
Admiral, we're in the middle of a very important... What?
Sir, the tornado is undocking. It's coming to a position just in front of us, forming a diamond between us, them, and the Hermes and Poseidon docks.
I don't understand.
You will. Admiral Tenson, energize the tachyon emitter.
We're being bombarded by tachyons, sir. Tornado and both shipyards are firing, forming some kind of tachyon field.
Admiral!
Commander, come about to course 314, mark 26, and fire one quantum torpedo at... Well, you know what at.
You know?
Fire, Mr. Dovan. Parker out.
Well, what are you going to do?
Follow orders, for once. Targeting the Renegade.
Torpedo away. It's not going to hit. Even if the Renegade were on autopilot, they'd easily evade. They're banking hard to starboard. Torpedo missed, sir.
Well, that was just...
Tachyon alert. Anomaly detected. Tachyon alert. Anomaly detected.
He evaded the torpedo. And he evaded himself right into Admiral Parker's tachyon field. Lit himself up like a firework on Federation Day.
Incoming transmission from Starbase 911. It's on the public announcement channel, sir.
Let's see it.
This is Vice Admiral Athos Rourke Parker. An unusually high tachyon search just erupted near the Hermes and Poseidon shipyards. The phenomenon is natural but dangerous. All vessels are to veer off the dry docks while Starfleet investigates and secures the area. Repeat. The dry docks are off limits to all unauthorized vessels until further notice. Parker out.
Yacht McKinley to Starbase 911. Thanks a bundle, Admiral.
Morning, McKinley. I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. I was enjoying this perfectly normal morning with a perfectly normal cup of Topaline tea, when all of a sudden my sensor boards were flooded with tachyon alerts that happened to be picked up. Luckily, by a group of Starfleet vessels and facilities that just happened to be conducting anti-cloaking battle drills this morning, and just happened to be in exactly the right position to notice the disruption. And I happen to think that such a strange anomaly as the one you found is a mystery worth solving. Wouldn't you say?
I couldn't have said it better myself, Admiral. McKinley out. Well, that wraps up our job. The rest is up to Lorak.
So you didn't need me after all, Biggers.
Mari, are you all right?
I think so. I think my head's going to hurt for a few days, too.
I know. At least we weren't permanently blinded.
Yes. How very lucky that we were only completely disabled for a few minutes.
Come on, we have to catch up with Brahms. I don't want Roel facing him alone.
Do we know where they went?
Internal sensors show them heading for the transporter room.
Then why are we still here? Get the Marines and let's go.
This is a very strange place to put your transporter room, Isaac.
It's a small ship. There isn't a lot of room for large corridors. There also isn't very much room for a transporter chamber.
I can see that.
Now, would you kindly help me configure this transporter? We're going to beam back to the surface of Union and disappear.
And that's it? We just walk away from this?
Yes, then this will finally be over. Lieutenant, you gave a masterful performance up there. I think Lorak thought you were on his side. You never stop surprising me.
You mean with my naivete?
No, I mean with your genius and your grace. Something I lack.
No, you mean with my naivete.
Lieutenant... Alex?
On the bridge, Isaac? That wasn't a performance.
I see. Then your performance was masterful indeed.
You know my motto. Wheels within wheels.
Within wheels, as I recall. So this is how our partnership ends. How our enmity begins.
I hope we're never enemies, Isaac. I've just realized that justice is a meaningful term in this universe. It's a term we have to answer to.
This is really the worst possible time for your childish moral sense from 10 years ago to suddenly reassert yourself, Colonel. I mean, Lieutenant.
Is it? Is this any worse than last year? Or the year before that? It seems like the last 5 years, we've just been running from one sort of Damocles crisis to another. We've left an awful lot of wreckage behind us, haven't we? Remember the Yorktown? I felt so guilty after that, you installed genetic controls in me. You wanted to relieve some of the burden of free will. You thought I was going to fall apart under the strain.
Apparently I had a point.
I'm not falling apart, Isaac. For the first time in 10 years, I'm putting myself back together.
Odd that you should mention the genetic controls. You know that I can make you drop that gun right now.
Are you pulling rank on me?
I wish that was all I had to do to secure your loyalty, Lieutenant. Drop the gun. That's an order. I said, drop it. Help me with this transporter. It's not working.
Of course it wasn't, Isaac. I would never let you shoulder the weight of my freedom like that. I disabled every genetic control in my body years ago.
Then?
Yes, Isaac. I murdered Amara and Robbins, and I did it of my own free will.
Pretty cheeky of you to turn me in and not yourself, then, isn't it?
I'm going to turn myself in as soon as this is over. But you were my accomplice.
Alex, I can't let you do this. The sword...
Oh, for God's sake, Isaac! The sword's been hanging over our head for 20 years. It'll hold for a few more weeks.
The sword has held for this long because of you and me, Alex. And now it seems as if it will be just me. Can't I persuade you to join me? To renew your oath?
No. We weren't upholding the oath, Isaac. We degraded it. There is a line, after all. And we crossed the hell out of it.
Don't do this.
I have to.
I can almost respect that, Alex. But tell me, when you disabled the genetic controls, did you also disable the kill phrase?
The what?
I thought not. I'm sorry, Alex, but you know the poem. Nothing gold can stay.
What have you done? It hurts!
Nothing gold can stay. Robert Frost. That is your favorite poem, isn't it? So leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief, so dawn goes down to day.
Nothing gold can stay. You killed me.
You killed yourself. I'm just sorry I had to watch. You'll be unconscious in a few moments. It is painless, at least after the first spasms. Goodbye.
Isaac.
You always were more resilient than the others, but there's no use now. It's over.
You have no hold over me.
Colonel, no! If you hit the transporter, you'll flood the compartment with radiation.
I know.
No!
Positively bubbling with kinetic radiation. Nobody can survive in there for long.
We can have the pattern enhancers set up 15 seconds after we get in there, Lieutenant.
Good. We're here. Oh, Maker. Roll! Roll!
What's your status, Lieutenant?
Brahms and Roll are both here as expected, but... Roll, he's going gray! That's not tetric radiation poisoning at work.
You're right. I'm surprised he's still alive. He shouldn't be. Get those pattern enhancers up on the double. We'll need a medical beam out here.
Do you know what this is? Can you help him?
I think we can. We have some experience with this kind of injury.
Do I want to know?
No, Lieutenant, you don't. Here's your general. He's just got radiation poisoning. He'll live. You might even be able to wake him up right now.
With all that radiation in his body? I don't think he'd enjoy that at all.
I know. David Robbins was my friend.
Oh. Oh.
Those pattern enhancers are ready, aren't they? Masterson to Starbase. 2 to beam directly to sickbay.
Don't let him die, Commander. He wasn't responsible for any of this.
We're ready for you, Commander.
Goodbye, Lieutenant. Energize.
No.
General Isaac Brahms, are you conscious and aware of your surroundings?
Lieutenant Lorak.
I'll take that as a yes. General Brahms, your ship has been impounded, your mission foiled.
Lieutenant Lorak, you have no idea what you've cost me.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney and to have an attorney present during questioning. You may decide at any time from this moment on to terminate this interview and exercise those rights. Do you understand the rights which I have just read to you?
I do.
Then, General Brahms, you are hereby charged with murder in the first degree and placed under arrest. Lorak to Excelsior. Bring us home.
Welcome back, Lieutenant. It seems you had a productive trip. Oh, he's awake. Lieutenant Yubari, if you would return General Brahms to our brig pending transfer to the penal facility on Union.
With pleasure, sir. General, if you'll place your hands in these cuffs.
No.
Commander Dovan, requesting permission to stun the prisoner if he refuses another order.
Denied. However, the use of Klingon opera as an enhanced interrogation technique is hereby authorized.
I'll make do. This way, General.
Marines, you're free to go as well. Thank you for some excellent work over there. Don't talk much, do they?
No, they don't.
Some of the Marines are getting together in the Delta Lounge for a small celebration of this quiet little victory of ours. You and I are, of course, invited. But in my experience, Marines never do anything small.
The Delta Lounge? It's been repaired.
Grand reopening is tonight. Can't believe I almost missed it.
We were pretty busy, sir. Will you join me?
I'll catch up with you, Lieutenant. I have one more thing I need to do. And it's time for me to begin building my command mystique, anyhow. I'll be there later, I promise. Now go have some fun, Lieutenant. You've earned it. Now, how am I gonna start this letter? Dear Leonardo. Dear Leo? Lee? L? To whom it may concern this stardate? No. No, Leonardo, it is. Dear Leonardo, it is my great sadness to inform you that your sister, Rachel Cortez, died this morning of wounds sustained in the line of... No. Damn it. No.
Leo, another synthol.
You know, Leo has some of the real stuff behind the counter. We're senior staff. I'm sure he'd give some to you.
Nah, save it for the Marines. They're the ones who really enjoy it. Thanks, Leo. Ah, that's good.
Suit yourself.
Having fun, Lieutenant?
Not particularly.
Are you just ornery, or are you physically incapable of it?
Of what?
Of fun.
Strange question, Doctor.
You are a strange woman.
I have fun. I like winning.
Do you?
I won today. It felt good. It feels good. Did Commander Dovan ever make it down here? I haven't seen him.
Oh, he was here for a short time, made the rounds, pretended to be drinking along with everybody else. But I'm pretty sure he was nursing a root beer.
That sounds like our captain.
He doesn't want you to call him that.
Well, that's just too bad for him. He's the captain, whether he likes it or not.
You won't get any argument from me. He's left after a few minutes, though. Said he wanted to see whether Larock was going to live up to his new job title as first officer. Said he had big boots to fill in the partying department.
Huh. Is that Lieutenant Larock there?
On that table? Dancing?
Yes.
Yep, that's him. And that woman dancing practically on top of him? Crewman Adao.
Crewman Adao? She's the angry one, right?
Please take it in the kindest possible sense when I say that Kinash Adao's temper rivals yours, Asuka Yubari.
I don't think Commander Dovan has anything to worry about.
So, what do you think will happen next?
You mean when we follow that course heading the captain told us about?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Big round of applause for Ensign Figgren.
My guess is we'll learn soon enough anyway.
I suppose you're right.
What I'm wondering about is Alex Rolle.
I'll bet.
Next up is a very special tune.
He has so far.
Magic Plains of Shadow 4.
But that's not what has me wondering. That's it. I'm heading home for the night.
Need the sleep?
Only if tomorrow is going to be as exciting as today.
You think it will be?
Oh, yes.
Roll, entry 513. As a result of a recent conversation, I have adopted a new mission objective. I don't know whether I can take down General Brahms. I don't know whether I can take down myself. I don't know whether I should. I don't know whether two complete conversions can be held in the span of a single lifetime. I don't know whether history will judge me a saint or a devil for what I am about to do. I don't know whether I will save the Federation or destroy it. All I know is that if the Federation stands for anything, then I must act, and let history worry about the consequences. For the first time in many years, I do think the Federation stands for something. In fact, I think it stands for everything. May the great bird of the galaxy be my witness and my guide.
In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior, General Brahms was played by Julian Bane. Admiral Parker was Phil Stonehouse. Commander Masterson, Janet Green. Crewman Adao, Carla Bandera. Renegade Tentacle, James Smagata. Renegade Operations, William Smagata. Bridge Ensign, Chris Bainbridge. Adapted for audio by James Haney. Produced by Mike Hennessy and James Haney. Post-production, Gary Kalbaum, James Smagata, Mike Hennessy, James Haney, and Anthony Schaefer. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Original music by Samuel Gillis. Additional credits available at www.starshipexcelsior.com. Special thanks to Mike Mitchell, Michael Hudson, the Excelsior role-playing game, Bravo Fleet, and Gene Roddenberry. No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of CBS Paramount Television. Coming the day after Christmas, contest winner Chris Chan Robertson's riveting standalone Excelsior adventure, No One Gets Out Alive.
This has been an Excelsior production.